We need silence. You see, nobody talk, nobody, because the fado is very, very special. No, we cannot sing and no, because it's we have no micro, no microphone, no. It's acoustic, the instrument's acoustic, and all is natural.
Portuguese Music Culture, a report by Susan Pennock, Garrett Heber, and Marcus Lippmann. Portugal, a country hit by the economic crisis. Do financial uncertainties affect the cultural life as well? What's the situation like for the Portuguese music culture, and especially for the most traditional music genre, the fado? An inquiry into the musical landscape in and around Lisbon. In the middle of a pedestrian area, they're standing a minivan. In it, Antonio. Guitar music sounds out of the speakers.
I'm selling CDs of Portuguese music, only Portuguese music, especially fado.
The spot around the van is filled with people. Apparently, some of them are attracted to the unconventional business.
I have some for my mom.
Budget.
Before we have a record store on that building, but the building was broken, and since then, not me but my boss, thinking in another way to sell the CDs, and they bring that car.
In spite of raising fuel prices, Antonio drives to the city center day by day. Nevertheless, the effort seems to pay out.
I have another souvenir from Amsterdam that I want to.
For sure, yeah.
We sell it a lot sometimes, especially in summer, for the tourist people. In the past, the fado was appreciated only by the old people, but now there's a new generation of good singers of fado.
Antonio explains, fado music is a mirror of the Portuguese people, a mirror reflecting melancholic feelings, feelings about love and jealousy.
Fado is every year more well-known than it was, and we don't play fado, for an example.
Catarina Limau, music journalist at RTP Antena 3.
We have a lot of artists and great artists here in Portugal since ever. But it's more opened nowadays. We have a lot of more styles being well received from all the audiences and the places in the country.
Antena 3, Setúbal, 107.9.
Todas as tardes aqui na sua Antena 3, um programa bem divertido.
Buzz. Destaques e tendências do dia nas redes sociais.
E pronto, sejam bem-vindos a mais uma edição de Alvinex, programa aos domingos de manhã na Antena 3, também nas madrugadas, entre de quinta para sexta-feira.
Mais um anexo. Vem viver o que tem, só vê o que não tem.
RTP is the biggest broadcasting station in Portugal. With the music they play, they're reaching nearly everyone in the country.
Here in Portugal, putting fado by side, we are a lot into rock music. One of the most important bands here in Portugal is a rock band, Chutes e Pontapés. We are a lot into rock, but if we are talking about the night music scene here in Portugal, yeah, it's a lot of dancing and electronic, and we are passing through a period also that we are bringing a lot the influences of African dance music, of Afro House and Kuduro. I think we are a lot, the light in the end of the tunnel, because we play a lot of new stuff. We risk a lot. We take on a band that is nothing. They have just a song sometimes, and we put the song playing on the radio. It's one of our flags.
The person who decides which band will be supported is Eric Armado.
We have a person here in the radio. He's a specialist in Portuguese music. He has, since the beginning of the radio has like 15 years, and since the beginning of the radio, he's the responsible to choose and to search for new projects here in the radio. Yeah, he gives the direction, or he had given the direction in all these years.
A direction that has changed over the time, with bands trying to cover a lot of different styles. Some of them are even influenced by the traditional music.
Sai de casa e vem comigo para a rua, vem. Que essa vida que tens, por mais vidas que tu ganhas, é a tua que mais perde se não vai.
What is happening here in Portugal is that someone has discovered that fado has this success, and we are living a period that many bands are trying to have some, not fado, but traditional Portuguese things in their music. So we are passing through a period that we have a lot of bands, a lot of projects that we could almost say that they are working to be something like world music or something like that, to be well known outside Portugal. So I don't know if it's good or not. I know that it's good for fado. Because of that, fado is also better now than it was.
Fado has been existing for almost 200 years and is still becoming more popular in every generation. But it's important not to forget the other music made in Portugal.
I don't think the solution is on the radio. Solution is on something bigger than that. Since the CDs are not selling so well as they were, the thing that saves the bands are the shows. And that is the main problem.
For many bands, it's not possible to live from their music. Someone who has achieved this goal is Simonet. But even though he plays a lot of shows, he lives quite an unpretentious life.
Portugal is living a really big crisis in everything, and so nowadays art is the first thing that you take space to exist, because there are other needs. I'm not rich, I don't have a Porsche, I don't have my house with a pool, but I'm 22, I pay all my bills, so I pay my house, I buy my clothes, I buy whatever I want. I don't have expensive tastes, thank God. But I'm quite happy with the life I have today.
Simonet is a Portuguese pop musician who has won many contests in his childhood and was very successful with his band Fingertips. His appearance is not typical Portuguese. With his light brown hair, he looks more like a Swede with some Spanish influence.
And then we did our first record, March 2003. I was 13 in the time. our song went to first place. Then we did the biggest commercial ever made in Portugal from Superboc. Our song was almost the whole song in the original spot.
Coisas boas. Superboc Cream Cerveja Limão. A nova dimensão de sabor. Superboc Cream. Tão fácil de beber.
Simonette's band Fingertips became famous thanks to a big beer commercial in Portuguese television. But there are other essential qualities that lead to success.
Well, first of all, being good. In second place, I guess here we don't care much about the image, about the scenic part of the show. And of course, we can say we don't have the same resources that people have in other countries, but I guess with creativity, we can do much more than what we usually do. And so I guess people should worry much more about the whole thing and not only the music.
Despite the economic crisis, the music is essential. When Portuguese bands started to sing in English, they got more attention.
There was a boom. And I guess nowadays it's much easier to make music. 20, 25 years ago, you only had bands from Lisbon. And now there are bands from every part of the country and really great bands. And so I just wish they can make what international artists do, that it's reinventing yourself each album and each time you appear again.
Simonel was in the lucky position that the agency believed in his original tunes and gave him the opportunity to do exactly the record he wanted.
There's a stupid war in Portugal between musicians of we are Portuguese, we should sing in Portuguese because it's our language. And I guess it would be ridiculous if I sing Fado in English because Fado is a Portuguese thing. But I do mainstream music and nobody asks Björk to speak Icelandic and nobody asks Tokyo Hotel to sing in German. It's absurd.
Why his songs are not influenced by Fado? The traditional music means a lot to him.
It's our music, it's only ours. Nobody else in the world can do Fado. So I guess that makes me really proud.
After the talk, Simonel goes to the kitchen, having dinner with his roommates. Outside the window, darkness is falling. Nighttime in Lisbon. Bikes of people swarm to the narrow streets of Bairro Alto. The alleys are densely packed with bars. Right in the middle of it, the fire. A noble location. Behind the bar stands Pedro, the manager. He is 35, has bloodshot eyes and wears his Armani suit.
You know, Fado, just the word Fado, comes from the Latin factum, meaning destiny or fate. So this is what we do, we sing our fates. And almost every evening, I have a tourist that tells me, I did not understand one word of what they were singing, but they touched me. It's so emotional, it's so intense. And that is really the point of it. This is like mission accomplished.
Since the 70s, the fado restaurants in the city used to have performances every evening. But there are also small places called tashkesh. Tashkesh are little bistros, hardly beautiful places, where people gather and have a few snacks.
For example, here in restaurants you have professional singers. You must have good standards to have a performance every evening and to have people here. But in those small places, what happens is that they have two people to play the Portuguese guitar and the classical guitar. And then whomever shows sings. And that's really something. You can have the best fado evening of your life, or you can have the worst experience of your life, because not all of them are good. But still, they put a lot of themselves on what they are doing.
Due to a new generation of fado singers, the audience has changed as well. They are buying more and more fado CDs and tickets for shows.
And people started to buy records, and then this boom of a new generation of fado singers started. And nowadays you have more and more fado concerts, and theaters are filled with young people to listen to fado. You go to the small bistros, are filled with young people to listen to fado. So, you know, fado really came back after 20 or 30 years of being a bit forgotten by younger people, by the younger generation.
The first session is over and the light is lit up. The next artist to perform is Rodrigo, a heavyweight man with a boyish face.
Pego na guitarra e canto, que às vezes este meu pureto faz lembrar o Marcelo.
From Lisbon, it's 40 minutes to Cascais. Cascais is a sedate fisherman's village, now crammed with tourists. A place where people seem to do nothing but having a good time. From one of the side alleys comes fado music. This has to be one of the small places Pedro was talking about.
Thank you.
if someone come here in Portugal, for example, it's a tourist, and you want to listen typical fado, genuine fado, you ask for someone, where can I listen fado vadio? Because if you ask for example, a taxi driver, I want to listen fado, they take you to Faia, there is another one, there's the timpanas. But if you want to listen the true fado, it's fado vadio.
And we can do here the very genuine fado, and very intimist is very interesting, because it's not the fado for tourists. It's a spontaneous fado. It's very, very interesting. In Lisbon, they are very places with the program for the tourists, with folklore and folk music, Portuguese and fado. But this is different.
Linda Leonardo and Fernando Heleno, fado musicians. Linda is a professional singer who performed shows all over the world, but the other people here are just friends who show up to drink a beer and sing the fado.
Now you will listen Fado Coimbra. Aquelas malhas de Coimbra que são típicas. This in Lisbon. Agora só um bocadinho do menor. Agora this is Lisbon, Lisbon. This is Lisbon. It's different from Coimbra.
In fact, fado is pretty well limited to Lisbon itself and to the city of Coimbra. The Lisbon strain is supposed to come from the quarters of Alfama and Muraria and has long represented a way to escape from poverty. Coimbra being historically and now a university town, the fado there is more academic and associated with students.
A few years ago, maybe 20 years ago, in Cascais you have some houses where you can listen fado. Now you don't find any houses because they close. So it's very difficult, if you are living here in Cascais, you have not a place when you can go and listen fado. And this is the one reason Linda opened this house. It's a dream.
I sing in many, many places, in Lisbon, in Bairro Alto, in Alfama, and now we have this place. It's my place and my brother to do and to sing the fado, because the fado is my music and my life.
There was a magical moment a few hours ago when the guitar player was singing and all of us was following the lyrics, and in that special moment he stopped playing and go on singing. And for Linda, she says it's a special moment because all of us was feeling something good.
Portuguese Music Culture, a report by Susan Pennock, Garrett Heber, and Marcus Lippmann.